I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Indian composer A.R. Rahman wanted to get away from musical cliches when he scored Slumdog Millionaire.
In a film, like when you see an Indian face, you normally think that you're going to hear sitar and dholaks and stuff like that. So for us, the first thing that you hear in the film needed to have that quality of put on your seatbelts kind of a thing.
Slumdog Millionaire is the improbable story of a young man's journey from the misery of the slums of Mumbai to the stardom of India's version of the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Doctors, lawyers never get beyond 16,000 rupees. He's on 10 million. What can a slumdog possibly know?
Slumdog has already earned 4 Golden Globes, including Best Film and Best Score. This Sunday, it's going to be competing for 10 Academy Awards, including 3 for its composer, A.R. Rahman. The World's Marco Werman caught up with him.
One of the parameters filmmaker Danny Boyle wanted for the soundtrack to Slumdog Millionaire was loud. One word. So A.R. Rahman, you composed the Oscar-nominated music for Slumdog Millionaire. Did Danny Boyle tell you how loud he wanted it?
Well, it's just an expression which he gave you, because most of the movies in India is up in your face. So he wanted that aspect also to be reflected in this movie, being very true to that culture.
Edgy was also another word that was used to describe the soundtrack that Danny Boyle wanted from you. And I got to tell you, I've got this bad habit. When I'm anxious, I start kind of biting the inside of my cheek. And that opening scene with this music, Osaya, I mean, I was really biting hard.
The whole idea of Osaya was to say that it is an Indian movie, but it's going to take you for a trip. And at the same time, having the fun of, you know, the kids running.
And those kids are running through the alley and trying to get away from the cops and ultimately ending up in a classroom where they belong. If I had to guess on this track, Osaya, I'd say your collaboration with Sri Lankan British rapper MIA kept the volume fairly high too.
True. She's very energetic. They can't touch me. We break our friends so fast. They can't even touch me. In that gypsy. Touch me. I'll show you tricks from a zigzag quickly. Pick up the packs on my journey. Don't run, they start to follow me.
What seems really interesting about the soundtrack to Slumdog Millionaire is that because the film is a series of stories that's built around the backdrop of the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you actually got to score kind of a bunch of very brief soundtracks for one film. That must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that fact. And rather than having long sequences of sentimental stuff, here it's like approaching each different thing like a different caliber of music, but all catering to the same film.
I mean, unlike, say, the score that you wrote in 2007 for Elizabeth the Golden Age, you were creating more of a soundscape there. I mean, how different was that for you to essentially write a series of, let's say, pop songs, for lack of a better word, as opposed to this big orchestral, lush soundscape?
Golden Age, it's more a period film. It's little historical, little fantasy. So it had to have a kind of authenticity in it. Whereas in this film, when I watched it, it's about all this torture, all those rites, all those humorous parts in the film ends up in redemption in the end, and it gives hope when you come out, a sense of joy after seeing Jai Ho.
You mentioned that song that rolls in the credits, Jai Ho. That really is this kind of classic Bollywood dance number. Did you kind of return to a comfort zone when you scored that song, or was it just part of the overall picture of India in the 21st century for you?
In a way, at the same time, the dance routine of the whole thing, both the lovers getting united, is a very Hindi film thing, but it's not done in the very typical way. If you actually look at the song, it's got nothing to do with India. It's almost like the whole world is rejoicing to the glorious victory of this guy. It's got Chinese, it's got country music, it's got trance, and it's got Spanish lyrics in it, and it's got Hindi lyrics in it. So it's almost like the whole world together singing Jai Ho.
सच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है, अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी, गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है.
Do you think that Slumdog Millionaire, its soundtrack, has a typical Bollywood sound? I mean, I'm not even sure what typical Bollywood sound is anymore.
No, it's not typical Bollywood. It's a journey from the 90s Hindi film music to present to future. It has a song called Ringa Ringa, which is a typically 90s kind of a sound with high-pitched voices. And then you have Jai Ho, which is very contemporary. Then you have Osaya, which is very futuristic.
You know, Bollywood has grown up so much in the past 20 years, at least for people in the West. I mean, musically, is it going down a path that you could have anticipated when you started scoring for films? Did you think it would remain mostly informed back then by Indian classical music as opposed to, say, hip-hop and Asian massive?
At the time when I was coming into the film music zone, there was no hope, actually, because it was all in a shell. But then in 92, when my first film, which was made for a South Indian language, Tamil language, became a big hit, things were much more positive, in my opinion. I thought anything can happen now.
And do you feel now, with 3 Oscar nominations, that anything can happen?
True. And there's also companies like Warner and Disney and Sony are all entering into India, trying to invest and trying to do good films.
A.R. Rahman, congratulations on your 2 Oscar song nominations and Best Original Soundtrack for Slumdog Millionaire. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Music from Slumdog Millionaire concludes our program today.